Now turn to section 2. Section 2. You are going to hear a news report from an Australian radio program. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 13. Now listen to the news headlines and tick the three other items which I mentioned.
This is the 6 o'clock news for Tuesday, the 25th of November. And first, the headlines. The Prime Minister has promised to help the drought-stricken farmers in the northern part of the country who haven't seen rain for nearly 2 years. And in Sydney, a group of school children are successfully rescued from a plane which landed in the sea shortly after takeoff. Transport workers are on strike in Melbourne over a pay claim, and the strike looks set to spread to other states. And on a fashionable note, there's to be a new look for the staff of Qantas, Australia's national airline.
Now you have some time to look at questions 14 to 21. As you listen to the rest of the news, complete the notes in the spaces provided.
The Prime Minister has pledged today that he will make $250 million available to help the drought-stricken farmers who have not seen rain for years get through the next 5 years. Money that was to have been spent on the restructuring of Sydney's road system has been reallocated to what the Prime Minister described as a more worthy cause. Farmers are to receive financial assistance to help see them through the worst drought in over 50 years. Many farmers feel that while the money is welcome, it has come too late to save them and their farms from financial ruin, and are angry that the government did not act sooner. A group of school children who were travelling in a privately chartered aeroplane from Sydney to Queensland to take part in a musical concert found themselves swimming for the shore when their aeroplane had to land in the sea just 3 minutes after taking off from Sydney Airport. The pilot managed to bring the aircraft and its 50 passengers down safely in the calm waters of Botany Bay, where boats and pleasure craft were able to come to the rescue of the boys. The fact that it was a weekend meant that there were hundreds of boats in the bay enjoying the good weather, and this undoubtedly helped the rescue operation. "We owe our lives to the skill of the pilot," said one of the boys, but the pilot replied modestly that it was all part of a day's work. However, all their musical instruments were lost, and they never got to play at the concert.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.